There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, 1207 FM Talk 106.5, and it sounded like this.
The hour of 12 noon having arrived and a quorum being present, the Sergeant-at-Arms will present the managers on the part of the House of Representatives.
Mr. President and members of the Senate, I announce the presence of the managers on the part of the House of Representatives to conduct proceedings on behalf of the House concerning the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
On the part of the House will be received and escorted to the well of the Senate.
All right, so there's a lot of proclamation. You know what, though? I heard it a different way. Let's do this. I'm going to replay that. Of course, that is the start of the Senate's portion of the impeachment, right? The decision whether to remove or not, and that you heard Chuck Grassley in there as well. But when I heard it earlier, maybe it's just me, you had Michael Stenger and Chuck Grassley in that. So you have the Stenger as the Sergeant-at-Arms in the Senate. So let's go back. This is how I heard it, though. Let's roll that, and then I want to do the music behind it. All right, so let's cue that up, and...
The hour of 12 noon having arrived and a quorum being present, the Sergeant-at-Arms will present the managers on the part of the House of Representatives.
Mr. President and members of the Senate, I announce the presence of the managers on the part of the House of Representatives to conduct proceedings on behalf of the House concerning the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
On the part of the House will be received and escorted to the well of the Senate.
It definitely works better that way. I don't know if the national news tonight will go with that, but I mean, when I heard that, all the goings on there, I just thought, wouldn't it sound cooler with some AC/DC Hell's Bells in the background? That's how we get started. Midday Mobile. Hey, y'all. I'm Sean, live local talker. The next couple of hours, phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. Guest coming up in hour number two, John Sharp, because the bridge is back. Well, kind of. Another proposal out there for a way to get from Mobile to Baldwin County or Baldwin County to Mobile County, not on the present infrastructure that's there. It includes a bridge and also includes a new structure, not using the current structure of I-10. And we'll get into that with him coming up. And, of course, the question is, well, how are they going to pay for it? It's a fair question. We'll get into that coming up at 1 o'clock when John joins us here on Midday Mobile. Plus, Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News, is going to join us. We'll talk, of course, about what's happening right now in the Senate. The managers have made their way. For lack of anything else, I guess we've gotten a crash course in the protocol here of an impeachment proceeding, right? As twisted as it is, we've had the civics lesson of how this all works, and I have a feeling that we'll be seeing this again. Now that impeachment's being used as a political tool, remember that when you move a new beachhead here in politics, then the other side will take it as well. So down the road, there'll be Republicans that disagree with the Democrat president, and some people say that might have even started with Clinton, right? Well, it's going to be, I think, moving forward. This is like the filibuster, right? The filibuster has been a thing in our system, but it was not used with the regularity it's been used with in the last 10, 14 years, something like that. Now that's back in the mix. So now will the new move here is when a party that is in power in the executive branch has the party that's in the legislative branch at least holding one of the houses, the House of Representatives or the Senate, disagree with them, will they start moving these impeachment? We'll see what happens, but it's on now. We'll see how long it lasts. Of course, the other story that it's oddly to me, remember back when you had the original impeachment proceeding announcement from Nancy Pelosi back in September, but it was, forget what it was in November, or so, there was an announcement being made on the impeachment proceedings that happened to be on the same day as good news on the USMCA. Right? President Trump's signature legislation. Remember, they wanted to quash this by talking about impeachment on the same day. Well, today, Senate sees the articles of impeachment from the House, and guess what else is happening?
The yeas are 89, the nays are 10, the bill is passed.
The USMCA, or the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, is one of President Trump's top priorities. Since the House already passed the bill, it now heads to the president's desk for his signature. Mexico has signed on to the deal. Only Canada remains outstanding, and Canada also is expected to agree to the trade deal.
Yeah, they got nothing else to do. It's winter up there. They'll get around to signing it. So, signature legislation for the president getting signed today, but making sure to be in the shadows of the beginning of the Senate portion of the impeachment. And by the way, USMCA, that's what we should be. If we weren't in the situation we're in right now, we'd be talking about USMCA. And so we'll do some of that. That is a big deal. Senate voting 89-10. So you can do the math there. That means Democrats voting for this as well, like they did in the House of Representatives. Of course, the bill is now sent to President Trump's desk. He's going to sign it because it's his thing. The Senate has moved to quickly pass that deal, and that is done before they get into impeachment mode, right? Before they stay. How many hours a day? It's starting at noon each day, 6 days a week of the impeachment proceedings in the Senate. But USMCA, that probably makes a bigger difference to regular Americans' lives. At least they got that done before they started on this other stuff. Hey, we'll talk with Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News, about what's going on in Washington and in Montgomery when we come back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:18 FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. What do I? Before we get into anything else, I saw this story pop up. It's our news partners at WKRG had put a story out from KFOR out of Oklahoma City. And the story here, this is to Oklahoma, but I'm going to kind of stretch it here to Alabama as well. A local effort to make America great again could be coming to a lane near you. Oklahoma State Senator Nathan Dom proposed a new license plate that would feature President Trump's 2016 campaign slogan, Make America Great Again, and the slogan he's now using, Keep America Great. The plates would be unique to Oklahoma. The representative here, our state senator, Dom, said this is a great way people can show support of America and support the idea of keeping America great, end quote. New plates will mean a nearly yearly $35 fee. Dom said none of the money will support President Trump. Instead, $20 of the fee will go to two local veterans groups. He said, I don't think it's such a bad deal, said Gary Pierce. If the local man on the street they interviewed said that the money's going to the veterans. Dom says the beauty of the plate is that it's a specialty. If you don't want it, you don't have to buy it. He said the proposal will still have to be voted on by the entire state legislature to get the signature of approval from the governor before hitting the roads. Okay, that story from out in Oklahoma. Don't you know, if it's not already in the pipeline, and we'll have to check that, where they pre-file bills, there's going to be, when that story hits, there's going to be a race among, what do you think it'd be, coming in the Senate or the House first? Up in Montgomery, do you think it's going to be an Alabama House member or Alabama senator that first proposes the Alabama? Because, you know, we have Weren't we up to like 50? I think we were up to like 50 specialty plates for the state of Alabama, if I remember correctly. I mean, everything from line dancing to helping this, helping that. I mean, there's just there's a bunch of them out there for, I think it is 50. And you know, you can support Auburn or Alabama or the Barber Raceway, right? You could go the farm tag. You can get okay. I mean, you can get things that you have earned. I mean, like, you know, when you see the people with a Purple Heart combat wounded license plate, those kind of things, real special. And then the line dancing, maybe not as special. But there's all kinds of different plates you can get in the state of Alabama. I think it is. I think we're up to like 50. I'll have to go back and check that. But don't you know there's a member of the state legislature that wants to be the person that brings the bill with the Make America Great Again or Keep America Great license plate? I guess we can see if anybody's pre-filed that, if anybody knows out there. So it's in Oklahoma. I'm sure coming to a license plate office near you at some point. All right, 1221 FM Talk 106.5. So yeah, it is the start of the Senate portion of the impeachment proceedings, right? And of course, and I gotta get the OK Boomer thing in here too in just a second. But what's going on is Republicans are now, of course, in control of this, right? Because the Democrats are holding power in the House, Republicans holding power in the Senate. So they're going to be calling the shots. Mitch McConnell, of course, calling the shots as well. But you will have this going on for at least, if they stick to what we've been told, it's 3 or 4 weeks of this. And for sure, you've got 6 days a week for 3 or 4 weeks or however long it takes. You've got the senators that will sit in silence. Isn't this interesting? This is very different, I think, than the kind of the way it went down over in the House. And of course, I think that's supposed to happen here. What the official swearing in, because Chief Justice John Roberts is to be sworn in as the presiding jurist over this in the Senate. He will come in, I guess, at that point it will really start in earnest. But yeah, it was weird to hear all the different things that were. The things that were different at the Senate versus the House when they have this. So we'll watch this. Two articles of impeachment were delivered to the Senate yesterday, and now they're going to do their votes on the rules here and you know, swear in Justice Roberts over the proceedings. And then I guess they get rolling on this. So we'll watch it, and we'll see where it goes. But now in control of the Republicans, we've said from the beginning this is going to go nowhere. I mean, right now, we're going to go through a 3 or 4 week process, maybe longer, whatever it ends up being, of just going through the motions, because at the end of this, the Republicans, there's not the votes in the Senate to remove the president from office. So the way it sits right now, that the president has been impeached forever, said Nancy Pelosi, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. He's been that won't change, and the president won't be removed. So pretty much, if unless something comes of this that we don't understand yet, the situation here at the end of the 2, 3, 4 weeks of whatever this is going to be no different than it sits today. It's going to be no different. So, so whatever time is spent by our senators sitting in quiet, listening to all this, the decisions have already been made. Nothing is going to change. Somebody's saying 55. There's not. Are there 55 plates for Alabama now? I thought it was 50. We'll have to check. Can you see? Can we? This person is saying 55 different plates for the state of Alabama. If we get to a certain point that the unique tag is going to be the regular Alabama license plate, you'll be like, look at that one there. That's a different one there. That's the one that's not helping out this, that, or the other. But yeah, I'm sure. At some point between now and the start of session early next month in Montgomery, somebody is going to propose a Make America Great or Keep America Great a license plate for Alabama. I just have a feeling it's coming our way as they go to pre-file bills. Okay, well, I'll wait. At some point, we'll get the actual number of available license plates in the state of Alabama. Also, watching what's happening in federal courthouse, the story we talked about a little bit yesterday And also talked about on Tuesday with Quinn Hillier when he joined us. Got an update this morning from Katarina Lukatich from News 5 about a, this is pretty interesting to me. As you, and like I've said this morning, like everything, there's probably information that we haven't heard yet. But by the information that is out there, this case in federal court, where you have a local person, a local company that did work after, was it Hurricane Mitch, I think, in Honduras, that was just not paid by the country of Honduras to the tune of, I think it was $51 million. You have, they're the plaintiff in this case, and the defendant in this case is the United States, even though Mitch Farmer, the Mobile businessman in this case, has had a ruling that ruled that he was due this money. You have a United, have him versus the United States in federal court trying to get Honduras to pay the money that they owed him. It's quite a story, and it's an old story. I mean, it's been going on for a while, but it is interesting to me that the American government, our government, is now the defendant against a citizen who's trying to get paid by a foreign government. Now, I do realize there's probably subtleties that I have not yet understood, but the way I understand it now, it really is an eyebrow raiser out there. How many?
51 on first count. And
so
then you
51,
have,
I was right.
Then you have the standard issue, so 52 if you got
so
that.
So it's not 55.
Not 55.
Okay, they're saying it's not 50, so it's 52.
52. That's
we have a 52. Count. We have 52 different license plates.
Yeah, I went to the Department of Revenue site that has them all listed out nicely and neatly, and 51 was what I came up with, and that's not including the one they just give you that you don't have to look for.
Which I would say, I think going forward, that will be the oddity plate.
The standard one?
Yeah, you'd be like, what is that license plate there? What is that? That's the standard issue for the state.
So, yeah, 52 total.
What do you think? You think between now and, what is the 3rd of February, I think it is, that Tuesday they gavel in Montgomery, do you think there will be a state senator or state representative bring a plan here for a Make America Great
again? I mean,
again,
it sounds totally plausible.
Would y'all buy one? Let's say, talk about that. Say if there all of a sudden was now 50, it would be then 53 mm-hmm. specialty plates for the state of Alabama.
Well, and 54 if you have the separate Make America Great Again and then keep America Great Again.
Should they be, okay, should they offer both?
I don't know. I
because
don't
the current
see why
they slogan
wouldn't.
For President Trump is Keep America Great, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So keep it. So one or both. I mean, if they were in the mix, would you buy one of those? Let's say, and it costs just as much as, you know, supporting schools, or, you know, my plan that has gotten no traction is supporting prisons.
No.
You know, we're gonna go and gavel into session in Montgomery talking about, you know, the push here for the funding for prison expansion and all the different things. I have this plan. We either have a prison lottery in the state or a specialty license plate supporting prisons. It's gotten no traction in Montgomery. I think it's a brilliant idea.
I mean,
but
do you put Yellow Mama on that one, or what?
Do you have a pick? Because, you know, the inmates are they're going to be making the license plates, right? They still do that, right? They're making the license plates.
I have no idea.
So you're saying you would have them make the helping prisons license plate with the electric chair Yellow Mama on it?
I mean, possibly. I'm just throwing out ideas here.
Would y'all? But back to the fact, would y'all buy a Make America Great Again license plate? Would you pay the extra, whatever it is?
Personally, I wouldn't. Not because it says Make America Great Again or Keep America. Do you have to pay extra?
Yes, all these things. Whether it's the Barber Motorsports or it's the Alabama or Auburn or whatever. If you've got a specialty plate, they take the money from the plate that normally goes to like the standard issue plate, mm-hmm. and that goes to the state. And then I think the amount above that goes to the charity.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand, like, when you have plates, which, by the way, we have in the state of Alabama, let me point out, there are Mississippi State license plates for the state of Alabama. I know there could be people ringing cowbells in my ears, but I don't get having a specialty plate in Alabama that shows you went to Mississippi State.
They're in the Tennessee Volunteers one.
No, I don't see that one. Thank God. But when you get one that you like, the Purple Heart license plates or the Gold Star families or somebody, you know, a Marine Corps one or something like that, do you Do they cost more? You know, because like when you, if you get one for CCA or you get one for Alabama or you get one for Auburn, there's money that goes to the schools or to the charity,
right?
Above the price of the normal plate. But if you're like one to show, I don't want somebody who gets a Purple Heart plate in our state to pay a dime more than they would for the normal. You know, no. What I'm saying? I don't know how that works.
They ought to just give them.
I mean, if you're getting the square dancing one,
have you seen my car? I've got the square dancing one on there.
That would be awesome. I may actually cough up the money to have a square dancing.
I bet they sell
plate.
A polka one up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but what
chicken dance?
Now somebody else is showing.
I'm not.
There's
paying.
A Georgia. There's a Georgia. No,
I wouldn't give the state any extra money. No specialty plate for me. Just standard.
Supporting prisons.
Well, that
with Yellow Mama.
If they put Yellow Mama on it, I might get that one.
All right, we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. Would y'all buy that plate? That's a solid suggestion. From the text line at 343-0106. Texter says, waiting on the what's wrong with the beer we got, drink pretty good tag. That would be good. It probably would cause law enforcement to profile you, though. Maybe. Just maybe. You know, if it, the printed version of what we...
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Although I could see it in kind of a calligraphy script on there. That would be nice. All right. Yeah, somebody else. I want to see the making prisons great again tag. How about this texture? Is this true? Wow. Virginia says, hey, hold my beer. They have 250 different tags. Is that true? Here I've been scorning our state for the number of specialty tags we have. Virginia has 250 specialty tags. Holy cow. Jason says, I would proudly buy and place both of those tags on my trucks. Now, people asking what kind of tag I have. I have the regular Alabama tag. I guess it's the God Bless Alabama tag. It's the regular issue one. Somebody's saying they figured I'd have the Forever Wild. You know what? If I got a specialty tag, that would be probably where I would go, because I believe a lot in that program. But I don't. Let's see. Yeah, there are a couple people here that said they would buy the tag, but they would, with the Make America Great or Keep America Great Again on it, but they'd be worried that they would, they'd be worried that Democrats or liberals would damage their car. Well, I mean, you know, you see, I mean, they damage people that wear MAGA hats, right? So, Eric says, I'm with Dalton, no specialty tags for me. It sucks writing that check every year for the tags and then having to add $50 more on top of that. No thanks. But what if you, Eric, what if you could get the square dancing one? See what I'm saying? I make a solid argument. If you could get the square dancing tag. Oh, thank you. And somebody answered our question. A Marine, thank you for your service. Called in and said just the regular price on that. So that's good. That makes me happy when I see, you know, the specialty tags for Marines or different divisions of our armed forces. They don't pay extra. That's good. Because I was like, where would that money go anyway? And not to the square dancer. Does the square dancer money for the square dancing tags? Does it go to some kind of like old square dancers fund, like square dancers that can't square dance anymore, and it like it has a retirement home for square dancers or something to that effect? Just wonder where that goes. I'm going to pop this story up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5, and y'all can let me know what you think. Would first of all, how long before this is presented here in Alabama? And second of all, if it was, would you pay the extra money? Let's say we'll make the charity, because in Oklahoma, the charity goes to veterans groups. So we'll make the same here. Charity goes to veterans groups. I mean, the extra money goes to veterans groups in the state. Would you buy one of those? Just a sidebar discussion we're having. All right. Yes, and I'm watching right now. I guess Chief Justice John Roberts is making his way into the Senate chamber to be sworn in. I guess when that starts with the real swear again, we can go to that audio. Right now, there's doing a lot of looking at closed doors and old oil paintings of long dead Americans on the. But there's a lot of this is new for us. I was, you know, alive and aware during the Clinton impeachment proceedings, but I didn't pay the attention that I did. So a lot of this is new for folks, and kind of just watching this as a civics lesson more than you're watching it. I know there's a bunch of people watching it, obviously, to see what the outcome is. And I can tell y'all right now, I'm Nostradamus, that the Senate will not vote to remove President Trump. They're not. So pretty much as it sits today is how we will be dealing with this coming up in 3 to 4 weeks or whenever they get done with this. But we're going to go through the proceedings here. And we'll see how all that works. But it is interesting that the senators have to be quiet. And they can't. They have to check their phones at the way I understand it, they check their phones outside Senate chamber so they can't be playing Tetris or whatever on their phone. And I think they just listen to the testimony without being able to talk during the testimony. So it's a... I don't know if it's going to make riveting TV. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go. But when we get to that, we will at least get you the audio here of the confirmation, because it's of note, of John Roberts stepping in as the presiding justice in the proceedings in the House. I'll tell you what, it looks like they're going to go to it. We'll run to the news break and come right back and try to get that audio when it starts. Let's do that. We'll run the news break right now and check in with News 5, and then we'll come back and maybe they'll be a little closer to us starting with that procedure with Chief Justice John Roberts being sworn in.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
By the way, the Bridge and Bridge Talk is back, and we'll have that conversation with John Sharp from AL.com coming up at 1 o'clock today during Midday Mobile. Another project that still has a bridge going over the Mobile River, same tall bridge, but what it links to is different. And, of course, the question is, how will they pay for it? Will it be one of those P3s, or, you know, are they proposing a toll? In this case, be... And going back to the bridge thing for just a second, I said this on a lot of interviews I did on different radio shows around the state, and they're trying to understand our perspective down here. And I just said, in my opinion, the issues that surrounded the I-10 Mobile River Bridge were based on one thing. And that is, there's a whole bunch of things, but the one keystone to it was tolling the Wallace Tunnel. Honest to goodness, I think if they did not toll the Wallace Tunnel, things would be moving along. I really do. I mean, there'd still be complaints about how much the project cost. There'd be complaints about... but the project would be moving on. If there was not tolling proposed, if there was a way to... You could choose to pay the toll to go to the bridge, they could make the toll even more. You could choose that, or you go to the Wallace Tunnel. We wouldn't be here today, and we wouldn't be in this conversation. So, I really do. So it's going to be interesting if they have another project they're proposing here. Then does it? I mean, are they going to toll the wall? If they're not tolling the Wallace Tunnel, I think they got a chance in this. All right, and I don't know when. I mean, we're working on Washington time. It was supposed to be, I think, 12:45 that Justice Roberts came in for the swearing in, but it still hadn't happened. So if that happens here the next few minutes, we'll go to the pomp and circumstance in Washington. Till then, I want to point out that OK Boomer, which is, you know, when that was said to me by my daughter at one point, my teenager, I said, I'm not a boomer. I'm Generation X. So, but OK Boomer, story from Fox News, says OK Boomer was uttered for the first time in a Supreme Court session yesterday as Chief Justice John Roberts, who will turn 65 this month, referenced the phrase used by younger people to dismiss their elders during a case about age discrimination in the workplace. As a leader of the Supreme Court, Roberts is poised to preside over the impeachment trial against President Trump, we're just talking about. And it said Roberts used the phrase Wednesday on an unrelated matter while hearing a case of the Department of Veteran Affairs employee Norris Babb, who claims her bosses discriminated against her based on her gender and age and subjected her to a hostile work environment, end quote. Robertson said the hiring person, who's younger, says, okay, boomer, wants the applicant. Roberts added that Babb's attorney, Roman Martinez, suggesting a hypothetical exchange to determine when an older federal employee might be able to win a lawsuit under the Age Discrimination in Employment Act. Wednesday was the first time, according to databases, that the high court, in high court arguments, that somewhat pejorative phrase was that's used mostly by millennials and members of Gen Z after going viral on the internet, has been uttered in the Supreme Court. Then they go give some details here. A boomer refers to somebody from the baby boom generation born between 1946 and 1965. Roberts, born on January 27, 1955, falls into this group, but justices have lifetime tenure. And they, so goes on back in this case that under federal law, employees working in the private sector or for the state or local governments bear the burden of proving age prompted the discrimination. But Babb's attorney argued that the provisions in the act make it easier for government workers to sue, don't they always, because they only need to prove that age was one of several factors that led to a negative action. So Roberts asked here, he said, so would calling somebody a boomer be considered them a considered would so calling somebody a boomer and considering them for a position would be actionable? The attorney said, yes, if the remark was one of the factors going into the decision, I absolutely think it would be covered. So in the halls of the federal government, if you use the term boomer or okay boomer, that could lead to a discrimination lawsuit. So be aware, because that'll probably trickle down in the private sector as well. So there you go. Okay, boomer. If you say that to somebody and they don't get the job or they lose the job, they now have a lawsuit they can bring, at least according to what was discussed in the Supreme Court yesterday. All right, grab some phone calls here at 343-0106, 343-0106 also works. That's our text line as well. You can do either, although I'd love to hear your voice, so 343-0106. And first up, let's go to Thomas in Theodore. Hey, Thomas.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. You know, Sean, I wouldn't put a plate on my car that said "Make Great America Great Again" for the same reason as you.
Hello.
It's scratch.
Okay, gotta go back because your phone dropped out.
Oh, okay. Am I there now?
Yeah, you said you wouldn't put a "Make America Great Again" plate on your car because of what?
Retaliate, and you suggested that a Democrat might do that.
I was reading a text from somebody that said that, yes.
Oh, they said that. Well, it could be, you know, a llama herder from Patagonia,
uh-huh,
or a Eskimo from Church of Canada, just as well.
Okay, your phone, I don't know what's happening with your phone. I think I get an idea of what you're saying, but your phone keeps like dropping out. So you're saying, well, you know what? And by the way, let me just go on a little side rant, because I'm looking at all the texts that came in after we talked to Rob Hulbert this morning. And then people on Twitter say, you need to ask Rob about this and you need to do this. You know, y'all could write letters to him, engage him on social media. I am not, and the same thing with Robert Kennedy Jr. He has a show here, 6 o'clock on Friday nights here at FM Talk 106.5. You could. You're welcome to engage those people. You know, like, I get this laundry list, and then you need to. No, if you've got some get, you think, I believe me, I'm good. I can come up with my own ideas. So, if you can you reach out to the beauty of social media and everything, you can ask them directly. So the person on the text line, Thomas, doesn't like what you're saying, that it would be Democrats damaging your cars. He thinks it would be an alpaca herder or Eskimo from Churchill. Is that on the Hudson? I think it's on Hudson Bay, I think. That might be damaging your car. So it's just a thing. Okay. Jace, I don't know. Jace says on the text line, so what's the chance I'm now committing some sort of hate crime by proxy since I don't run any one of 50-some-odd specialty tags? I'm clearly refusing to support. Now, there's a solid question, Jace. Because you don't buy one of the 50-some-odd Alabama specialty tags. In today's binary world, where the argument's always like, if you believe one way, then you hate anybody who believes the other way. You know, that's the whole discussion. So, yeah, Jace, I think you're right. If you don't have, by me not having the Square Dancers license plate issued by the state of Alabama on my vehicle, it shows that I'm hateful towards Square Dancers. We'll get into the... I did not say, somebody said, no, there's tolls on this new... We don't know yet if there's tolls proposed on this new... What do they call it? It's John's going to join us here in a second. The North Bay Express. That's the discussion here. The North Bay Express, which would be... connect. Here's what John writes. An Interstate 10 freeway dubbed the North Bay Express connecting Virginia Street and Mobile to Daphne without any exits leading motorists to the Spanish Fork Causeway is under consideration as an alternative to the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project. The expressway, which would be a new four-lane highway adjacent to the existing bayway, would be much cheaper than the state's $2.1 billion I-10 project, this one costing around $1.2 billion. Okay, so a less expensive project. But, of course, yes, it all boils down to the question of, and some people say, if there's going to be a toll. I think it's more nuanced than that. Will there be a toll on the Wallace Tunnel? Because I really do. I think if some group wants to go through and propose another route with a bridge and something that doesn't even have exit ramps onto the causeway, right? They want to do this. They want to make the toll $85. I don't care, whatever it is, if people can still use the route of I-10 that's there, I think that project moves forward. I know there are going to be people complaining about this, that, and the other, but honest to goodness, I think if there's a... Because if you don't believe we need infrastructure work, then you're not seeing the same thing I'm seeing out there. So, I mean, we need an improvement and way to get traffic through. If that's done and there's still... a free route going through the Wallace Tunnel. There'll be some people complaining, but I mean, it will not be what happened with the whole thing that brought down the bridge project was the tolling of the Wallace Tunnel. I remember a year ago on this show when folks were in here from ALDOT and said necessarily they would have to toll the Wallace Tunnel because of the leaky nature. Remember that? The leaky nature. In other words, people not paying the toll and going around. That brought the whole thing down. I think if they could have brought that project without that toll in it, I think it'll happen. All right, Lisa, I think your phone is cutting out as well. I don't think so. My phone sounded fine here, but Thomas's phone was cutting out. Here's a texter says, "Okay, boomer, to me is very disrespectful. When I was young, we thought elders were stupid, but we would never say it to their face. Just how we're raised." Now that's. That's some honesty. So I'm glad I didn't read down there. And we thought all the elders were smart and they were right every time. This person just saying they kept it to themselves. Yeah. Like I said, I corrected my teenager when she gave me the OK Boomer. And I said, it'd be OK Generation Xer. So I don't line up with the Boomer thing. I was not part of that. But now, listen, according to that case, and it was kind of a sidebar John Roberts story because he's getting ready to preside over the Senate proceedings, but they pointed out in the Supreme Court on Wednesday that they were hearing a case. Think about this, that the term OK Boomer was used, and I know you say it's offensive, but if somebody says OK Boomer, is that the reason you can sue for discrimination? Can because that's what they're saying in this case that was brought before. It was an age discrimination case, and the plaintiff in this case said, here's a quote, "The hiring person who's younger said, 'Okay, boomer,' once to the applicant." That's the claim here by the attorney for BAB, this Martinez, and said because of that, the employee might be able to win a lawsuit under the Age Discrimination and Employment Act. Now, if that gets into the private sector, if somebody says okay boomer one time and then like 2 years later the person's not doing their job and they get fired and they come back and say there's that time they said okay boomer to me, so it's age discrimination. It's already so tough, you know, in these cases out there, and now you're going to have the fact that if somebody says okay boomer, now all of a sudden they can't ever be fired because it'll be age discrimination. It's just, Seems odd to me. All right. Coming back next hour, John Sharp joins us. We'll talk about this proposed, the north side route here, that is another bite at the apple of crossing the I-10, I mean, crossing the bay and the Delta and not using I-10. We'll talk about that with him. Also, we'll be joined at 1:30 with Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News, talk about what's going on in Washington. Also, look forward to what's happening early next month in Montgomery as session gets started. They've done a lot of pre-filing bills. I expect there to be a Make America Great Again license plate tag pre-filed, too. We'll ask him about that and a whole lot more at 1:30. But John's on next right here on Midday Mobile. Y'all stay close.